Well, first of all, I want to say good day and God's blessings to everyone. I want to thank God for where we are. The biblical definition of a generation is 40 years. And we have to live a life where we do not make a legacy for ourselves, but you make a legacy for the territory which you live in. For us, is the BBI. And when we analyze the fact that 41 years ago, in 1979, that A.H.L. Stout, who was the chief minister of the day, move a motion to bring the Social Security Board legislation into being so the Social Security Board can come into being. We saw that some of the persons on his side at the time were not in agreement, and then some of the persons in the opposition were not in agreement. And he needed one more vote to add to those on his side who were in agreement from the other side or from somewhere, which could only be the other side unless one of his persons changed their mind, to make sure that he can get this legislation passed and bring Social Security Board into being. Well, history would accurately record that the leader of opposition at the time being Honorable Ralph T. O'Neill, now the late Honorable Ralph T. O'Neill, and also condolences to the family again because First Lady Miss O'Neill passed away not too long ago. But Honorable Ralph T. O'Neill was the one who got up and he seconded the motion, allowing the numbers that was needed, the majority number that was needed to pass this to bring it into being. So here we are 41 years later, enjoying the success of the tree that was planted years ago. Now where we can come and help another generation to be able to get affordable homes. It'll be remiss of me not to thank the former government, especially the former Minister of Health, Honorable Ronnie Skelton, who got it going. And we were able now to come in and get certain things fine-tuned in order to get this project here now move into the fruition. I want to say congratulations to the board. I want to say congratulations to the contractor who was selected through the most transparent process that can be. And I know that he's going to do a good job because his reputation is well known for transparency, accountability, bringing the projects in on time and of high quality. I want to say it's a good day because all people need other avenues to be able now to own their first home so that they can restore their pride and dignity in themselves and for their family. There's no better feeling at times, among other feelings, when you can own your first home. And for those who are not in a position to go to the bank and now can come and apply through this program and be able to do so, this indeed is a historic occasion, another historic occasion in our territory. The multiplier effect of doing this project at this time, the $17 million project at this time, is great. It's great for the economy. It's great for persons who could not afford their first home or can do so through this time. It's great also to restore confidence in persons during this time that we cannot let COVID-19 kill us physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, or otherwise, but we have to fight with all the fight now might, which is what a true Virgin Islander does. And the people of the Virgin Islands have been known to be fighters no matter what comes our way. So this is in the right time when we have to move forward. And I always tell my government that do not delay anything. In the midst of COVID-19, move forward. So that when COVID-19 is finished, Social Security, NHI, all the programs of government and every facet of this territory will be found ahead of most of the territories or even most of the world with what we will do now. Some will be popular and some will not, but what is popular is not always right and what is right is not always popular. But forward movement you must do at all times. So I want to congratulate all involved, and it's indeed a historic moment. We'll be enabled now to generate more jobs. We're going to be able now to have more money circulating through our economy in conjunction with many other construction projects that the government of the Virgin Islands is making sure that we release at this time. We have seen through the RDA where we have released about the 5 construction projects in Virgin Garda, the administration building in Virgin Garda, and the valley in the Song, and the Brigada Flax, and the 2 reservoirs one in Caribbean, one in Zion Hill, with many more to come. But what's even more important about all these projects, from Social Security project to date, those projects otherwise, is that it has been the people of the Virgin Islands, which has been one of the mantra that as your leader with the government that we have been fighting for, that the people of the Virgin Islands, we have sent them to school, they have educated themselves, the government has educated a good bit of persons, some have helped them to get to school. So we now have to have confidence in them. We have a lot of our persons, like Mr. James Stadman, The project manager, who also have done a good job, is Dion Stout and his company. And we got to push our people. We have to put our political affiliations and all other differences that we think that we have aside and push our people during this time, because if the country cannot be built by its people and it cannot be built for its people, then it makes no sense to build a country at all. So we, as your leader, we are cognizant of those areas and we continue to push them tremendously. We know that the future of the Social Security Board will continue to be strong, will continue to be viable, because the more we make the economy stronger, even during this COVID-19 time, and doing it wisely, doing it timely, and doing it in a way that will keep us all safe. We're not down by zero by accident. We're down to zero confirmed cases at this time for COVID-19 because of the measures that the government had to take and the proactive measures that we had to take in the beginning. And that same diligent hand that has kept the territory safe will be the same diligent hand that will keep our economy safe and make it stronger than ever. I'm a firm believer that the best days of the Virgin Islands are ahead, not behind. And we're looking at all the 43 projects there that will come to stream, homes for persons to be able to move in to. It's just a start. We'll be able to make Social Security stronger as the economy moves forward, as we look at many other areas where the expanding of the airport, the more affordable homes, the more different things that some people are saying don't move now. But at the same time, if we do not move, we will die. And if we move, we may die. And we may live. So I'm going to take a chance with the may live and move now, because at the end of the day, we all were placed here for a purpose, on purpose, God's purpose. And I don't want to leave this earth. And I know no one around this table and this project wants to leave this earth without fulfilling the God-given purpose for existing. So I know that we are on this road with this project. I want to thank the chairman of the board, the engine director, and all involved. I'm looking forward for this project here to start. And start immediately. I want to thank the minister also, Minister Wheatley, for his energy, for pushing, for making sure that we get this done. And I want to thank the minister for the subject before, Honorable Calvin Lone, and as I stated, even the minister before, Honorable Ronnie Skelton, for what he has done. Because at the end of the day, you have to give credit where credit is due. And we are all here building on each other's shoulder to make the BVI stronger. We might have different political methodologies or philosophies at times, but we are all part of one team, the BVI team, and moving in one way, which is true BVI love. So God's blessings to this project, and the peace of the Lord be over the BVI as we continue to move from strength to strength.